This is one of Australia's busiest fruit and vegetable markets. It's normally a hive of activity, but after a series of extreme weather events, less fresh produce is being delivered to Sydney markets.
At the moment, the vegetable lines are really short in supply, mainly due to the fact that Queensland had floods, two floods in about 3 or 4 weeks. Very cold weather, arctic conditions down south in Victoria. That's caused all these short supplies.
Kentucky Fried Chicken has substituted lettuce with cabbage in its burgers. The floods combined with a labour shortage as a result of border closures have also pushed up retail costs.
When there's no supply, you have demand, and there's demand, well, prices have to go up because people want products.
It's not just a shortage of fresh produce. Australia has been plunged into an energy crisis, with the national market operator suspending market pricing to avoid power outages in up to 5 states. The war in Ukraine has led to a global gas shortage, prompting Australia to rely on its ageing coal-fired power stations, a quarter of which are currently offline. Despite being a major producer, 90% of the liquefied natural gas produced on the East Coast is exported to China, South Korea and Japan.
That actually means that there's only a little bit left, and the little bit that's left is sold on the international spot market. And of course, we are now having to purchase that back for domestic consumption at prices that have gone up, you know, 80 times or more.
The energy regulator has intervened and set a price cap, but many families will still be struggling to heat their homes as Australia experiences a series of cold fronts.
It means people are dying because they don't put their heating on, and people are dying because they need to access healthcare but they can't afford to, and people are dying because their health is in such dire straits because of the fact that they can't afford to eat properly.
The gas crisis and food shortage are just two of a number of challenges facing the newly elected Labor government. With this in mind, they've agreed to introduce new cost of living measures in the October budget to deliver on election pledges on childcare, wages and medicine. Until then, the government's warned there's unlikely to be any immediate reprieve. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane.